Thank you for all coming tonight, especially all the staff members. It's good to see you all together. Thank you for taking your time to attend the budget meeting. You probably were told to attend, but I'm glad you're here. Citizens as well, Tom, Sue, Mayor Pro Tem, and ZBA.
Planning Commission and ZBA.
Planning, too.
Yep.
I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you for attending. What's that?
Brownfield and Planning Commission.
Thank you. So, thank you for your attendance. We'll start the meeting tonight with the Pledge of Allegiance, which I will start.
I'll probably come at 6:30.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Ludington. Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to citizen comments. You will be allowed up to 4 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Seeing none, council comments. Seeing none, items of business. Items number 1, 2026 to 2027 proposed budget. An examination of the 2026 to 2027 proposed budget. And should I turn it over to the city manager or to the finance director?
I'm just going to turn it over to Brad.
Mr. Brad.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, City Council and Mr. Mayor. Tonight we'll go over the proposed administration budget for the fiscal year ending 6/30/2027. Just as required by charter, this has not changed in regards to the process that we follow in adopting the charter here, the budget here in the city of Owosso. The timeline, we are at May 6th, the city council holding its budget workshop, and then hopefully the rescheduled public hearing being on May 18th, and hopefully it can be adopted by May 18th or that following meeting. The budget that is presented before you, the total revenues with all funds is approximately $60 million. Total expenditures being $61 million, with a deficit of $1.5 million. The $1.5 million can be broken up among the various funds, and then we'll highlight those being the general fund at $637,000, the capital project fund at $128,000, the local street fund at $994,000 or $1 million, and then our wastewater plant being at $688,000. Is there any questions in regards to this breakdown? Excellent. In regards to our taxable value and assessed value here in the city of Owosso, as you can see, there has been the growth between $14 million to $137 million. That's a 10 times increase over the 10 years. In regards to that difference, if we highlight in the year in talking about tonight is 2026, that difference between the blue being the taxable value, which is the amount that we will be getting in taxes based on this budget, and our SEV or our assessed value being the orange reddish, we have a difference of approximately of the $137 million, which in a perfect world would be in a, it's an untouchable or amount of $1.6 million based on the millage rate. And that's what we get in regards to Proposal A in Headley, is the difference between our taxable value and our assessed.
Can you say that number again? What was the...
The difference being that $137
million.
$137 million. Yep. Okay. Yes. That going to our city millage rate, we have already been shared our Headley rollback being 0.9881. Treasury had released our CPI, or a fancy way to say inflation rate, being at 2.7%. As a result, there was more growth or uncapping occurring here in the city of Owosso, and as a result, we have to roll back our millage rate. So, as you can see overall, what the projected millage rate would be for a PRE or a principal residency property associated with the city of Owosso would be 16.2288 mills. That is a reduction of approximately 1.5% from the current year of 2025. The largest decrease, as you can see, is the city debt, which has, due to the fact of the growth here in the amount of money or payment with the street bond. Okay? Is there any questions regarding this in the millage rates over the last 10 years? With a 2025 property tax millage, those here living in the city of Owosso, again, in a principal residency, you can see where the money goes. We are responsible to collect all millages and then disperse them to the other local government units. So for every $100 that someone pays here in the city of Owosso, $39 stays with the city, $14 goes to the state, $12 or $13 goes to the county, $6.7 would go back to the county also for the countywide voted millages, $12 would go to the regional education school district, approximately $3 goes to the district library, and $11 goes to the local school district, primarily associated with their debt millage. So as a result, only 39% stays here in the city of Owosso, all goes out. Another way to say that, for every $1 paid in taxes to the city, $1.54 goes somewhere else. We're going to just jump right into the general fund revenue. The largest revenue source here for the city of Owosso would be the property taxes. I'm grouping these up and sharing this with you tonight, that being 41% is associated with a property tax, 13% associated with the revenue sharing coming from the state, 12% associated with the ambulance, that being whether it is received or with the contracts with the townships, and then 10% being the transfer from enterprise funds, water, sewer, utilities, and the street. That is where our revenues are coming from in supporting the general fund. Dollar-wise, what we were projecting is total revenues being approximately $11.6 million. Property taxes minus the DDA capture, brownfields, IFTs, OPRs, and such, $4.2 million is projected. When it comes to PA 298 or the brush leaves millage, $419,000, that will be covering one department's operation associated with those services provided to the residents. Ambulance charges are estimated at $1 million. The township ambulance contracts are projected at $375,000. And then our breakdown associated with revenue sharing provided by Lansing at this time, the 1.5 being constitutional, that is estimated at a 1.8% reduction. And then our interfund reimbursements, as stated, are chargebacks coming from our street funds, water fund, sewer fund, fleet fund, brownfields, DDA. We're estimating that at $1.6 million. Those are where the majority of the revenue is coming from. Regarding those revenues, based on decisions of City Council, the taxable value, approximately $10 million is being captured by the brownfield projects, $11 million is being captured by the DDA, $1.7 is captured associated with IFTs or industrial facility tax abatements. That's primarily a 50-50 agreement associated with personal property. $1.1 taxable value is associated with OPRAs or the Obsolete Property Rehab Act. Those are coming before you and are being approved for anywhere between 6 and 12 years, where we're freezing property values and the abatement is associated with that rehab portion or the improvement being made. $594,000 is associated with a PILT. This is AKA Kiwanis facility here. And then the remaining 578 is associated with land bank properties, and based how that works, that's a 50-50 split for any property that's owned by the land bank is sold. As a result, for the following 5 years, 50% comes to the city, the other 50% goes to the land bank. So we do take a reduction. I believe the policy of City Council is no more than 10%, so we're estimating, based on this current budget, that 6.9% of taxable value is being captured. Dollar cent wise, $346,000 is being diverted from general operations into a tax abatement or a TIF. Is there any questions associated with the with this breakdown? Go ahead.
The public safety portion of statutory revenue sharing.
Yep.
When you put the standard revenue sharing up there, that was included, right?
So what we just received today, that is not being included in the revenue sharing portion that one time. So when you go to the estimates for Treasury, they're not including that in our distribution. So as a time, that was the one-time funding that's being received of $108,000, I believe. We will receive that tomorrow, and that will be reflective of the current fiscal year.
All right.
So this is what's being provided to us by Lansing and associated with the governor's estimated budget for the upcoming fiscal year.
Thanks.
Yep. In regards to our general fund expenditures, the largest two departments that are taking the funding is fire and police, equaling 60%. And then we're just highlighting those that are other departments, which the next one would be Public Works at 7. So you see in regards to how the funding is being distributed for the projected fiscal year. The general fund expenditures, approximately $12.2 million is being estimated. That would be $637,000 expenses over revenues. Broken down in a different way, wages and salaries is projected at approximately 43% of expenditures at $5.3 million. Fringe benefits associated with those employees are at 22% or $2.7 million. Capital improvements or one-time costs, in theory, are estimated at $1.5 million or 12% of expenditures. Debt principal in the general fund, this is primarily the fire truck at $133,000, and we are also reflecting the sidewalks, even though we are receiving revenue from the DDA to cover that expense. So broken down in a different way, 65% general fund is being personnel costs, 13% capital improvement in debt, and then 22% is being allocated to operational or semi-fixed costs.
Is that a standard breakdown?
There's a slight increase from last year. If you look at last year's presentation, we have a slight increase associated with personnel in regards to some adjustments that were made with DPW and engineering. And then also in regards to it was released with our health care because of the cap decision made by City of Owosso. That was released at a 2 or 3% increase that will have to be paid by the general fund. In regards to the general fund expenditures, we're just breaking down our $1.5 million in capital improvements as a snapshot, being computer replacement and cameras at $70,000. The ERP conversion to cloud, this is 2 of 3 payments that they will they have broken it down for, being at $136,000. That is the BSNA system that we use for everything here. We've had the sit-down associated with that, and off the record or per, they're saying that they will be phasing out the .NET within 5 to 6 years. So as a result, it's being asked to start that payment plan and do the conversion to go to cloud. In regards to the police department, one new patrol, car computers, and then new tasers, in-car cameras, body-worn cameras. This is 1 of 5 payments associated with the current vendor being Axon at a total of $387,741. And there would be 4 additional payments for a 10-year period, which would cover a 10-year service period of time for the police department with that equipment. We have the building improvements of $500,000, and this is being covered by the congressional earmark funding. The ambulance, which is still a carry forward, hopefully we'll get that within the next fiscal year, and that's a $373,000 at actual cost. And then DPW is asking for a roof replacement and the storage shed at $10,000, and then 1 set of bleacher replacements associated with the parks. For the general fund deficit being at $637,000, we're going to take out the $256,745 for the ambulance purchase because there is revenue associated with a USDA grant. So a net deficit of actually $380,000 for the general fund. Is there any questions associated with the general fund overview? We'll go to the street funds, that being the major street fund and the local street fund. Major streets, approximately 25 miles within the city. Local street fund, approximately 48 miles. Our total revenues in the major street funds is estimated at $2 million. The two primary or the highest revenue sources is the gas and weight tax at $1.7 million being projected, and then the MDOT trunkling agreement at $43,000. So for every 1 mile of road, we are receiving $70,000 in Act 51 dollars. And in regards to the cash balance associated with the major street, it's important to reflect that as of May 4th, $2.1 million of that is restricted for the trail extension project. That was that Lansing earmark associated with that project, which is being funneled through the major street fund. As in regards to the local street fund, total revenues being projected at $1.1 million. $639,000 is associated with Act 51 or gas and weight tax. $400,000 being from the transfer from the major street. So for every 1 mile of local street, we're getting $13,000 of Act 51 dollars. Regarding expenditures, what's being projected in the major street fund highlights would be Woodlawn Avenue rehab, street patching, various throughout sidewalk program, and Comstock Street, with the highlight being this would be planning, because there is a small urban grant project that there was money allocated in regards to the regional money that is that the city of Owosso participates with other communities. The local street fund highlights would be the Gilbert Street reconstruction at $1 million. This is a carry forward, and this is also tied to water main replacement. Street patching at $150,000, sidewalk program at $70,000, continuation of storm sewer lining and televising, pavement markings, and then a chip seal project, if warranted, somewhere in the city. Is there any questions associated with the street funds?
I would just add the street patching. This is something new. You wouldn't see it at this amount in previous budgets, because Ryan and Tom and I are trying to figure out how to. We know we don't have the money to completely repave the streets at will. So we found as much as we allocated as much as we could, just towards not filling potholes with cold patch, but to actually cut sections out and repave, just to get us through until. So we can have a serious discussion about a local income tax for streets. Mm-hmm. The chip seal, I would consider that part of it, because if we don't find the location of chip seal, right, then that can just be added to local street fund patch up. Mm-hmm.
So, Nathan, how many additional miles, local or major, are we expecting that adjustment will improve as far as coverage?
No, it's not by miles, it's by... Taking a bad section, cutting it out, and repaving it there.
Correct, but I just meant like...
I can't really tell you how many linear feet or miles it will get us.
Unfortunately, it also depends on the thickness as well. So yeah, the heavier traveled roads that are, you know, have built for more construction or for more commercial style vehicles, those are going to be a thicker requirement, so you're going to get less linear footage out of those. So it's we don't have a number.
It's not. Okay, I'm just wondering, are we trying to do a better job of fixing something and we're going to do less of it, or are we going to be able to cover more problem areas by doing this?
This is
versus the cold patching. This is in addition.
In addition to our cold patching, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yep. Just wanted to make sure that we're like shifting to like a different...
Because typically, as they stated, the street patching was associated with coal patching and or the lead service line aspect and or any water main breaks or sewer main breaks during the wintertime.
Okay.
Was there any questions in regards to the street funds? Okay. In regards to, we're moving to the Housing and Development Fund and the Downtown Development Authority. These projects have been coming before you. So as a result, we're budgeting the $1.3 million associated with the MISCHA CDBG, that being for Project 24, 23 homes up to $40,000. Project 25 being 10 homes up to $40,000 each also. So homeowner rehab being at $1.1 million, and then administration being at $213,000. So that nets out. In regards to the DDA, breaking that down, the total revenue being $393,000. Their largest revenue sources is their millage at $39,000, the TIF capture itself at $252,000, and then the cost share general fund transfer agreement at $37,000. And then their total expenditures being broken down with their various highlights. General services. This does include their development reimbursement of $16,000 associated with the armory in that agreement, and then $73,700 for the streetscape debt. So they will also have another associated with the Wisner building, but how that was structured and where those numbers lie, in essence, the DDA will be just keeping their own capture to pay down something that Brownfield owes them to this day, a cash advance. So that's where that stands associated with the DDA. Parks and Rec, this is specifically the voter-approved millage, and then the Owosso Historical Commission. Parks and Rec millage money being estimated at $169,000, and that voter-approved millage rate being at 0.4887. Grove Holman Engineering associated with that park at $5,000. The pickleball court improvement, $60,000, and then a fitness course at Harmon Patridge at $10,000. The Historical Commission, as you are well aware in regards to Monday night's meeting, their major project will be the castle renovations at $100,000, and their revenue source being at $179,000, the majority of that coming from the endowment spendable of $100,000 associated with the Gould House sale. Is there any questions associated with those two funds, special revenue funds?
With renovations might have been a little bit more than $100,000.
It is, but because of the two fiscal years, we're using that as the placement. Yes.
Got it.
Yep. All right, Mr. Mayor, if I may, I'll just piggyback on that. That also comes into play with street projects because of our construction season here in the state of Michigan and our fiscal year starting in July. You usually always have that, whether it's three up front, two in the back, or two in the front, or three in the back in regards to the months.
Gotcha.
So, yep. In regards to our debt service, this is associated with the voter-approved millage rate associated with the street bond that had occurred. The debt payment is $767,000 minus our local stabilization authority funds that come in. This is the replacement money of the loss funds associated with the elimination of the personal property tax here in the state. So we're estimating that $717,000 is needed to pay via that debt millage. The taxable value minus, again, our IFT, land bank, and OPRAs, those are your tax abatements. We have a subtotal. We're adding 50% back of an IFT, 50% of the land bank, and then the portion of the OPRA being associated with the land. In the frozen portion, we calculate a new taxable value, and that's how we get our 1.9320 millage that we are recommended for levying to pay $717,000 of that debt payment. And so this would be a great point, saying we are under two mills now associated with that debt millage. The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority and Transportation and the Transportation Fund, we have 8 active Brownfield plans expected. 7 of them are city-oriented. 1 is a county-oriented plan. Our captured value total is estimated at 11 million. The tax revenue is estimated at $512,000, with the asterisk being this is more than just the city's general fund. This is all eligible millages. That's being the countywide, in some cases SET, and so forth. That's where that number is coming from. Our administrative chargeback is only $5,600. And so as you can see, the revenue is being at $534, expenditures at $467. That difference is primarily can be linked back to the Brownfield associated with Cargill. So those revenues are exceeding what is being charged or being paid back. In regards to our transportation fund, that is AKA SATA millage, that's being projected at 0.3233 mills. The revenue is 118. The millage is only bringing in estimated 112,000. You do have that difference. We're filling in that gap associated with eligible expenses associated with opiate money, opiate settlement money, and the SATA local funding share that the city council has already approved is 117 max. And we are seeing those, reaching those levels now when the actual request of payment is coming forward. So I'm going to move on to the sewer fund, unless there's any questions regarding those two funds. Okay. The sewer fund revenue, as you can see, 96% is coming from metered sales, the utility bills. Where the sewer fund expenditures, general services there at 59% is primarily our portion of the wastewater treatment expenses that is allocated to the city. And then capital outlay, being lining and fixing sewer mains, those are the two primary descriptions for expenditures. So, in a different way, stating $2.4 million is being estimated of our portion that we will have to pay associated with wastewater treatment plant costs. Sanitary sewer manhole lining at $500,000. The projects for repair and place in replacement being estimated for Gilbert Street, Dewey Street, Woodlawn Avenue also. And then their small debt in that fund being at a total of $125,000. This is just a reminder in regards to before we breach the water fund. These are the agreements that have been signed by this council and this community in regards to City of Corunna, Caledonia Charter Township, and Owosso Charter Township. The water fund. 29% is coming from metered sales. Capital contribution federal being at 61%, that is our largest revenue source. Those are the bonds that you are being requested to approve at low interest rates being backed by the state of Michigan at 1.752%. That is reflective in regards to the water fund and expenses being capital outlay, as you can see, is 62%. That's where that's washing each other out or netting each other as close to zero as possible. And then we have the water fund funds both the distribution system and also the treatment plant. And so as a result, you can see that in regards to 9% underground, 20% at the filtration plant, and 3% associated with debt. This can be broken down in regards to capital improvements highlights, the continuation of LSL replacement and LSL ID at $650,000, street patch program being at $200,000, that being associated with any water main breaks, and the road needs to be fixed after the fact. Our debt principal and interest, this is increasing associated because we are taking on larger amounts of debt. The last one on Monday was nearly $10 million, and so as a result, you will see that being increased, so we're at approximately over $600,000 in that fund. And then associated with some highlights, the water treatment plant in regards to requests specifically. I'm not going to list those. And then we have our two DWRF projects being one that's currently ongoing. And again, and to highlight Mr. Mayor's comments, this is a continuation over multiple years. So as a result, we're just doing our best in regards to plugging in some numbers before knowing the actual cost when we get closer to June. And then in regards to what was brought to you on Monday night, this is only the $10 million being $7,920 broken down between the water mains, the LSL replacement, and the booster station associated with the plant slash distribution system. Yeah, that was just a quick overview with the water fund. Is there any? I want to make sure, did I? Nope. Is there any questions associated with that? Okay. In regards to the wastewater treatment plant agreement, this one from 1977, the four communities involved. We have our three different buckets, the operation and maintenance of the plant, the replacement of equipment in the plant, and then the debt service and how that's broken up based on that 1977 agreement. The wastewater fund, the state source is being at 73%. That is AKA revolving loan fund money. That was the other item that was brought before you at $20 million on Monday night, being the latest of those project. And then for revenue, and then primarily we're just breaking it up between the communities. Owosso charges is ours, so that $2.4 million coming from this as an expense in the sewer fund is now 17% revenue for the wastewater treatment plant. And then you're breaking it down, and then we're dropping to small, single digits, being followed by Owosso Township, Caledonia Township, and then Corunna. And then for our wastewater fund expenditures, capital outlay, again, being at 78%, that goes hand in hand in regards to the debt. In those projects, our debt service in this fund is also increasing at 7%, and these projects are getting costly at 10, 20 million, but we're not burdening that entire cost. based on our 1977 agreement, and then we have the overall wastewater operations. Capital improvements and highlights that's being requested by that department is the pump rehab at the tower, $30,000, motor pump replacement, auxiliary roof replacement, and admin building rehab. The asterisk is these projects above will be charged against the replacement charge reserves. What we're doing here in regards to the replacement, this is being the depreciation, which is a non-cash expense, is being viewed as a cash expense, and we're holding the money separately. And now the department is requesting to use that and spend it on those improvements. So we have assets that are being depreciated over a period of time. We are booking those in fashion as a non-cash expense. However, we are putting money aside for that same amount, so it will be available when those items need to be replaced. And that's where that's coming, that difference is coming from, to fill the hole or plug the hole. Then we have our revolving loan projects being hopefully the closeout for 23-24 and 24-25, and then the new one, the towers, at, starting. I just put in half of that because this project will not be completed within one fiscal year. So as a result, it's a 10-10 net zero. And then your principal and interest, we're over $1 million in this fund, but keep in mind, we're not paying that entire bill because of the 1977 agreement. Is there any questions regarding the wastewater treatment fund? The last one is the fleet maintenance fund. This is our internal service pool. And so for every piece of equipment that you would see being used by DPW, there's a charge for it, and that's being charged for whoever's benefiting for the work that they're doing. So as a result, that's how this fund gets its money. And their request for their large items that, and this is a tilt trailer, core bore machine, pickup truck, a gator for sidewalk clearing for their large project purchases. And then they do have debt now in there, and this is associated with our installment purchase agreement that was used to fund the new street sweeper that you see on the streets today, and then the vac truck that should be delivered in the coming weeks. So we will start paying that because we got an interest rate that was lower than what we were earning in investments. So we're hedging our money, and it's in our favor. So, and last slide, in conclusion, associated with the City of Owosso's 2026-2027 goal setting, to highlight what we are funding in this budget is the Neighborhood Council Member Projects is in there, $50,000 under the City Council Department. Robert Rules Training and MML, an additional $15K training has been budgeted in the City Council Department. The funding of streets, the city income tax conversation, there's $20,000 for contractual services for that conversation and assistance. The continued investment in the water treatment plant, there's a $2 million equipment maintenance being budgeted in this budget. The accelerated replacement of aging water lines, valves, and distribution system. We have $650 as highlighted associated with LSL and replacement, and then our DWR SRF 7920 project at $10 million. And accomplishing that goal, the sidewalks, incremental pedestrian accessibility and safety, there's $140,000 specifically that this council has already approved, which is available July 1st, associated with sidewalks. It's currently split between 70 in major, 70 in local. And then the Kerwood Castle improvements, the historical fund, there's $100,000 there, but you guys are well aware of what that total project cost is. And then the police in-car laptop replacement at $30,000 is in the general fund also. So that's concluding the presentation associated with the budget book that's before you for consideration and adoption at your next City Council meeting.
Thank you, Director.
You're welcome.
Yeah, great presentation. Appreciate it. Comments, questions regarding the presentation, the budget?
No, Nathan, you put in the City Council project? That's twisted, fancy.
Twisted my arm.
What was that?
Twisted my arm.
I sure did, I guess.
That was a result of one of the results of goal setting. We did our best to include what council had indicated your interest. And that was one of the things that scored high.
How will we access said funds?
I already started lobbying Carl to just give it to the police department.
He's just going to get all of it?
Well, I mean, 50,000 divided by 7.
Oh, he's going to get his?
We need a couple more radios or something.
Oh, my gosh. Is this really, like, money that we can really, truly, actually dedicate to, a, like, something that we feel like is important?
Yeah, you'll need staff's help for it because, you know, you're still going to follow all the rules for procurement, but, yeah.
That's fun. That's fun. Amy, that's fun. It's always going to fall to you.
I see.
Other comments?
There is still the question of what is going to happen with our alleged appropriation from Brian McCole's office, Representative McCole's office. It has made its way through the House. I don't know if it's gone through the Senate yet, but if it does, then that's a pretty good indication that it might survive for a governor's signature. Then you will have to decide what to do. Now, the conversation you had with the community last year during the special meetings was, hey, if we can get some extra money, maybe we can help you by backing it out of the rates. And if it's for the towers, then the advantage you have, if you want to go that direction, is the fact that it's happening in this next fiscal year. At least it's starting. Like Brad said, we're not going to be able to do all 3 towers in 1 year. It's too big of a project.
And then just to add to Nathan's comment, that being it's projected to close in August, so that will be 1 month after. We are already incurring expenses for that project with the ultimate need to seek reimbursement for that money. And with the state's fiscal year starting in September or October, you know, there will be then a need to have a conversation if that's money coming in, how is it going to come in, and then in regards to conversations with Eagle, because we would have already started that relationship, if approved by council, for that project. Because your 45-day referendum period has started to do that with internally, we've already started that for the 3-step application process with Eagle's mandated timeline period with closing occurring in August. And it would be in the city's best interest to continue with that process because we are incurring a lot of engineering costs currently, and we will need that money back in for cash flow. But then there would be a conversation where we can lower that bond, or just say to Eagle, hey, I know we're approved at X amount, but we're only going to need a lesser amount because we've received another revenue source for that project.
If we need, which we probably will, some guidance from Baker Tilly.
Yeah, so you're talking just about the bond itself, okay, where we have approved up to $30 million on a bond, correct?
Your total request on Monday's night was $32 million. Which 12 was associated with water, 20 was associated with the wastewater treatment plant and tower project.
And so there's a 3-step. There's 45 days.
Correct.
And if we get this, let's say this $15 million, mm-hmm. and we decide then to, we have to basically go back, and we could reduce that $32 million by $15 million. The 20 million, okay, the 20 for the towers.
Correct.
Okay, to 20 to 5.
Okay. Correct.
So obviously, we don't have the money yet, but let's say we do have to get the money. Mm-hmm. And then we as a board have to decide, which we discussed when we were going through the process, that if we could get some monies back, that we would basically
recalibrate those rates, right?
That's exactly right.
Correct. And in regards to this case with the wastewater treatment plant, that would be on the sewer side of business, not the water side of business.
I want to clarify that wouldn't, like, we wouldn't just immediately lower rates. Like, it would have to be broken down, like, the way
over the course of the 5 years,
the incremental of, like, the, because we had, like, 5 years planned out. It would have to be broken down over the 4 years, each of those reduced. Correct.
At the end of the day, it's their decision, the current rate structure that has been approved by this council, the increase starts in July 1st. of each year.
Right. So we would already be in the next structure.
That is correct.
It wouldn't make sense to, like, we can't go back and change the current structure we're in. It would be for future rates.
The next rate would be July 1st of 2027.
Yeah. So, yes. Am I elected?
This is why we may need Baker Tilly to come back in, because it's a little more nuanced now, because we've already started the process. Okay. Yeah. We need to be very mindful of cash flow, too. This is one of our biggest projects on that list. And if we get the money to pay for three-quarter of it, we got to be careful that we don't go broke before we finish it.
Right. It's reimbursement.
Correct.
And I would support Nathan's comment regarding that. In my world, or in the finance world, you're currently in a $10 million project currently in water. Mm-hmm. You're going to enter into another $12 million project with water and another $20 million project with wastewater treatment plant. That is a lot of money going out, and the state's program is reimbursable. Yep. The quickest that we can get that is within 30 days, 30 to 45 days. That's the quickest. So we're pushing the money out, paying the bills, and then waiting for the money to come in. And we have other expenses than these projects within these funds, a.k.a. payroll. People want to be and appreciate a paycheck.
So,
we
again.
We get a lot from them.
Yeah.
Understood.
Well, just because there has been scuttlebutt that if we receive these state appropriations, rates will immediately be adjusted. And that is obviously not doable. We would need to have, because it's a nuance, someone come in and break it down. And it will in the future be beneficial that it won't still go up at the same level, but it's not going to immediately, your water bill is not going to immediately go down.
And we will immediately not receive a check from the state either.
Because it's reimbursement. So, yeah, just wanted to put that out there.
More than likely, if the budget gets approved in October, you're probably waiting another 90 days for the project to be designated to a department and them creating rules of how they're going to distribute that money.
Heard loud and clear. Thank you.
Yep.
We'll ask for a check for $15 million, but we'll get it.
Okay.
Right.
Sure. Can you get any further comments?
So I don't have a question about the budget. I do have a question of, this is just a process. Can we get this digitally? Sorry. Because we got it digitally last year, and that's just for me reading it and doing control fine. I'm not an old school paper.
It's actually posted online now.
Okay. Just because it didn't get emailed, so that was why I was wondering.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, next meeting is Monday, May 18th. I'd be looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Support.
Nobody's going to support that.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We are adjourned.